I'm in the place I can shout and scream. It's the news, according to me. Good morning. It is December 12th, 2024, Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am your host here. How are you this morning? It is a fine December morning. It's 10 degrees outside, and who cares? I'm inside where it's 70 degrees. I am in the worldwide headquarters this morning, the place where I can yell and scream and shout, do stuff here that most people, you know, what was that? That was some kind of notice, kind of message I got from somewhere. I have a, yesterday I was just mad. I don't know. I was just mad yesterday. This whole BLM thing is back and they're going nuts. I have, there's a channel called Actual Justice Warrior. I can't remember the guy's name. Justin. What is his name? Can't remember his name. Regardless, he does a very good job. He talks about stuff, everything from. I think he might be a lawyer. I am not a lawyer, by the way. Just over on that subject. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a financial counselor. I do drink chai though, and I have a cup of chai here with Cinnabon creamer in it. I have no backup cup this morning, so I don't know. Anything could happen. Shouldn't leave home without a backup cup. Always have a backup. I don't have one this morning. I've got a bottle of water. That's about it. It's not frozen, which it would be if I wasn't. Yeah. So this thing just really aggravates me. I wish I had the full speech. I thought I did have the full speech here, and I don't have it. I was thinking I had it here, and it's this guy. He had it, and I thought he was going to talk about the whole thing. He's not talking about the whole thing. Oh, there's other parts of this thing. I'll probably try to play this other part here. That's at where is that? 14:30, 6:35, whatever that's at. I'll try to play it there. I wish I had the full speech. I was looking for this, and I couldn't. I thought I found it. I thought this guy had the whole thing here, but it's not here. So we'll just play parts of this. But to listen to this. To these guys talking, and it's, you'd think they were in church the way some of the people are responding. Yep, from behind your hearing all this. Yep, that's right. That's right. You say it. Yep, that's right. I just find it disgusting. I find it to be, well, I'm sure he wouldn't care how I find it, but it's one of those things where this is not going to cause any kind of heat. This is not, you're not healing anything with this kind of attitude, with this kind of response, with these, especially over this issue. Especially over this issue. They've tried to create another George Floyd. They're trying to be at the wave, the front wave of this thing. And it's just, to me, it's despicable. I'm sorry, but it's just... Here we go again. This whole thing. The reason I'm so upset with these people is because they claim to be Christians. And at that point, I want to say, brothers and sisters. I'm sure they probably wouldn't consider me their brother or sister. I'm sure they wouldn't because of the color of my skin. That's what I find despicable about it. Two wrongs do not make a right, folks. And as your brother in Christ, I would implore you to humble yourself before God. There is this... It's black liberation theology is what it is. It's, and I find it abhorrent because it uses this whole thing of being the oppressed one, the oppression. They literally use it. I guarantee you every Sunday morning they talk about being the oppressed. I guarantee you at their church. That's what's that's the message that's coming across at their quote church, Christian church. Folks, we serve a holy God. And it's His justice we should seek. Not justice for ourselves, not vengeance, not reparations. He will judge rightly. And all I see pouring and oozing from these people is judgment. And brothers, sisters, I got to tell you, you are stepping into a place before God that is dangerous. Not only will it affect other people and society in general, but when you stand before God, He's not going to pat you on the head for saying the things you're saying and doing the things you're doing. You are not spreading love by God's terms of what love is. I'm not talking about mealy mouth, wishy-washy, feel-good fuzzies. I'm talking about agape, godly, Christ-like love. This is hate. Not that they're ever going to hear my show, probably, but that's just the way. There you go. That's what it is. Let's hear this guy. Let's just listen to him for a moment here so you get an idea of what's going on.
Just like everybody else seeks justice on their own, just like everybody else has vigilantes, we need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
Right. So you did.
Yeah. When they attempt to he pretty much said the whole mouthful there. How about we jump up and do the same when they attempt to oppress us? First of all, the man on the train who was threatening other individuals, telling them he was willing to go to prison, he was going to die, he didn't care, he was going to kill some people. All he wanted was food, that we're being told. Oh, he was just hungry and he wanted some food. He got killed because he was poor. They're saying this. They killed him because he was poor. That is not what happened. You are lying through your teeth. White men are not running around New York killing black people because they're poor or loud. If that were the case, most of them would be dead. They find one... one thing I'll guarantee you this. There have been more black men killed by black men in New York for lesser reasons. Why aren't you standing up and screaming about those people? But when a white man attempts to protect other people, both white and black and other colors, age limits, who knows, babies, children, old folks, men, women, tries to restrain this guy, and he accidentally dies for some known... I don't even know that there's been an autopsy or what the results are. Regardless of that. This guy was not just being killed because he was poor, killed because he was hungry, killed because he was black. He was restrained and hurt, injured because he brought it upon himself, because he chose to get on that train and start yelling and screaming at people and threatening them. I guarantee you, if I had been on that train, I don't know that I'm not super good at the whole restraint thing. I'm not very good at that. I was never really trained. I can do it. I was in wrestling in high school. I studied martial arts for many years. I was a coach, had my own studio, had my own karate place, martial arts. It was Taekwondo. Chung-do-kwan. We did a little bit of Aikido. We did some other things. Taught a lot of self-defense classes. I guarantee you, if I had been there, he probably would have survived, but he would probably have been maimed. Probably would have been hurt. Because this guy was still, he was taken down. He was in a hold. And there was another man trying to keep his hands from reaching. And in fact, a black man was helping Mr. Penny. Because they were trying to restrain this guy. And then you got these people coming out and using him. They're using him. They're using his death. Sad, tragic state of affairs. To exalt themselves. They're not exalting justice. They're not exalting anything else. They're exalting themselves and their organization. And here we go again with an organization that takes money and doesn't help anybody at all. It's all about them. I think the American people are sick of it. I think they are. I'm not sure. Maybe they're not. But it's the kind of crazy, wacky stuff that we are sick and tired of. And I also want to touch on just one other thing. Just this whole issue with this with the Brian, what's his name? Of course, this other Luigi, whatever guy's name is. First of all, the assassin that took out the United Healthcare CEO. Luigi was not a hero. Taking life into your own hands and deciding to kill someone does not make you a hero. Now, was this guy that he killed, was he this wonderful person? I don't know. I'm not going to stand in that seat and decide. I know what this guy, some of the things that this guy has done as a leader of the healthcare, United Healthcare organization. He made a lot of money. He was making between $9 and $10 million a year for the last several years. And the insurance company was seeing profits. Ridiculous profits, by the way. Most insurance companies make a very, very thin margin on their profits. Very, very thin. This guy sold over $100 million of stock options that he had. He sold it out right before they crashed. Gee, how convenient that was. Lots of things like this that lead one to believe that this guy was kind of crooked, really. Does that mean someone should just gun him down? No, absolutely not. That's, again, pathetic, disgusting, despicable. Especially this fellow who had a bad back. He had a back injury and he had some back surgery and had some issues. Folks, his parents, he went to an Ivy League college. This guy probably spent at minimum $40,000 a year to go to school. Had several minors and a couple majors. So he didn't just go to school 4 years and be done with it. He probably spent more than $40,000 a year for 4 years to go to school. His parents were very well-to-do, very prominent family in Pennsylvania. I'm sure they probably could have just paid off his medical bills. I don't know. So it wasn't about that. There's all kinds of talk about the kind of gun he used and a professional job and all that stuff. There are some very strange facts about this case. I was just listening this morning to some things that some people have been putting together. This is stuff that's all comes from the police reports and actual evidence. Now, I'm not an investigator. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm not saying these are all alleged incidents. Everything is alleged at this point. It's the alleged killers, the alleged everything. Everything's just alleged. Innocent until proven guilty, all that stuff. I'm not a lawyer. It's my opinions. Just want you to know that before you start suing me for something. This guy, apparently, the CEO, Brian, apparently has security guards everywhere he goes. And that's paid for by the company because he had a lot of death threats on his life. But he just happens to walk out of the building at 9:45 or whenever it was. They was at this meeting of this insurance company meeting of some kind. All these CEOs were meeting in this building, apparently, or some kind of big meeting at either the company or just other insurance companies. I don't know what it was. Some kind of a big meeting that all these big shots were at. Because that's all they do. That's all big shots do. They have meetings. They have meetings about meetings. And they have more meetings about why they have so many meetings. Try to cut down on how many meetings they have. They have had more meetings in a committee to sign off on all the meetings. So they do this kind of crap. And what ends up happening here is this guy walks out at 9:45. Right at that moment. And who knows when this guy's going to walk out? How do you know when this guy's going to walk out of that building? And he just happens to be there, walking up behind him. And starts shooting him. And of course, my theory is he doesn't understand how subsonic ammunition works. Subsonic ammunition does not have as much power, and it doesn't have as much powder, basically, in the cartridge. Now, he had written on the cartridge, I think he had written something like denied something. You know, three D words, I don't know what they were on the three shots. So I think there was more than three shots, but each fired at least three. And the shots that he was firing, of course, this ammunition doesn't have as much power. A semi-automatic handgun depends on the power to push back the slide far enough to reload the next bullet. It relies on that recoil, that power action, that gas action, whatever it is, if it's just recoil or whatever it is. It depends on that to push the slide back so that the next one can feed. Well, typically, especially when you have a suppressor, not a silencer, a suppressor on the end of the gun, it tends to also creates a stability effect, which also sometimes adds to the issue of whether the slide's going to go back well enough or not. Sometimes it can enhance it, sometimes it can't. Sometimes it actually impedes it. So you have this issue going on. Everybody says it was a 3D printed ghost gun. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a 3D printed ghost gun, and it wasn't a bolt action pistol either. It was not. This guy's sliding a rack on a semi-automatic gun. It's a 9mm. I think it was a 9mm. So he's firing, and of course, the next time he pulls the trigger, it's not working, so he has to rack it again. And he's not racking it like a professional would do it. He shoots again, and of course it doesn't. It's called a failure to feed. The bullet doesn't go up into the chamber the way it's supposed to because it didn't have enough. It didn't rack back far enough, so it didn't go. The rack didn't come back far enough, and so he had to hand rack it to get it to work to feed the next one. That's what that was all about. Guy was not a professional. Now, how he knew that this guy was going to be there, how he knew that he was going to be there at that time, how he knew where the camera was. The whole camera angle thing is it's kind of creepy because this whole thing is all caught on camera, and he just happens to have his back to the camera. His wife and Brian, the CEO, and his wife were actually separated. She was living in another home. I think he owned the home. He owns several homes, by the way, of course. Two of his homes, and my understanding was one of them was hers, I think. The one that she was living in was the way I understand it. Now, it could be different, may not be that. That evening, their homes were swatted. In other words, SWAT shows up at their houses. Now, this could have been because he called it in. It could have been somebody else that called it in. Who knows what happened with all that? If it was somebody, some whole other attack incident. What happens with this swatting thing is you call and have this call about a suspicious activity in someone's home, that, or you call and say, I am in this house and I've got this problem. And so SWAT shows up to get some kind of a SWAT situation, whatever that might be, special weapons and tactics. Shows up to get this intruder out of your house or some kind of situation that's happening because there's someone, you know, they have to pull in these people to take out some kind of hostage situation, whatever it is. So they come in, and of course, if somebody busts into your, if SWAT gets called and says that they're coming into your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody comes busting into my house and they don't tell me who they are, because they're trying to surprise attack. That's what the SWAT thing is all about. That's why they come in to surprise you. And the next thing you know, you think you're being home invaded, so you pull out your gun. Well, SWAT's going to shoot you. The officers are going to shoot you. And of course, that's what that's all about. They want to break a gunfight out of this whole thing. And that's at some point, somebody's going to get swatted, somebody's going to die, and we're going to have a huge, huge, that's, in my opinion, that's attempted murder. I don't see how you can get away with anything else. That is attempted murder. One way or another, either a cop's going to get killed or a citizen's going to get killed, either way. The tragedy is going to happen at some point with this swatting thing, and it's just... Now, where are we going to go with that? Now, talk about justice. The person to blame is the one who called the fake report in. Do you think that's going to happen? They're probably not going to get prosecuted for anything. So, apparently two of his homes got swatted that night. Very strange. That would happen. Either Luigi did that, or someone else that he knows, or this was part of the, maybe it was totally something totally different. It's totally unrelated. Who knows? This thing was all over the news as soon as it happened. Within 30 minutes, it was on the news that this guy had been shot and killed. I think he was at the hospital. I think they sent him to the hospital and he's pronounced dead there. So, now, the first two shots really didn't, they were not fatal shots. He must have hit him once that was fatal because it was, I got him in the leg and got him in the, got him in the back at one point, got him in the leg and something else. I don't know. I don't know. Surprised it was fatal. Now, could this whole thing have been fake? Absolutely could have been. Absolutely could have been. I don't know. Maybe this guy's faking his death. He's trying to get away from something. He's trying to get out of something. He's got some charges against him. I'm talking about Brian. He's got some investigations going on. Who knows? I don't know. That's what the allegations are. That's what some of the speculations and conspiracy theories are. But who knows? I don't know. But in the meantime, no justice, no peace, I guess. That's what they're telling us now. And that's where we're at. Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah. By the way, Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day this year. We have a menorah now. We're gonna be lighting it up every day on the 8 days of Hanukkah. So we have, or Chanukah, how are you? Chanukah, I think it's pronounced. Folks, have a happy Thursday. I will have a show tomorrow morning, probably from my home studio. I mean, I may come in here and do another one from here. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I got a lot to get done. A few days off this week, so it's going to be kind of a long weekend for me. It's kind of my Christmas time. Folks, have a great and wonderful rest of your day. Continue to pray for our nation. Pray for those who actually need justice in this world. God bless. See ya.